Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Manological Podcast, our final pod of this first series. It's been fantastic to get this podcast started this year, and this first batch of children working on it together have been absolutely amazing, full of awesome ideas and enthusiasm for podcasting. It's been great. We will be back next year for season 2 with a fresh batch of podcasters, but before that, this is what we've got coming up on this, our last pod of our debut season. The children have all grouped together to work on an end of season review. We've got a sports day report, a football transfer roundup, and some fascinating facts about sharks. Plus, as we head towards the summer holidays, we've also got some recommended holiday destinations and suggested ways to break any boredom over the long break. And it's my turn to take the hot seat in this week's teacher interview. Now, as the school prepares to say farewell to our year sixes, we'd like to wish them all the very best for the future, including, for the final time, Sophia and Kiri, who are going to guide you through this week's features.
Hi, I'm Sophia.
And I'm Kiri.
We kick off this week's episode with a report on the Junior Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to our last part of the podcast.
We are going to talk about the Junior Manilodge Sports Day.
Here were the events.
There was either the 100 metres or the 80 metres, the 50 metre hurdles, the 200 metres, the vortex throw, either the high jump, the long jump or the triple jump, and the relay. Here are the results for our year.
The 80 metres was won by Jesse with a record.
The 200 metres was won by Rahul.
The vortex was won by Charlie with a record.
The long jump was won by Asher.
The triple jump was won by Anand with a record.
The high jump was won by Annabella with a record.
The relay was won by Griffins.
And last but not least, the relay finale was won by Unicorns.
Overall, the results for Sports Day were Unicorns 4th, Centaurs 3rd, Griffin 2nd and Phoenix 1st.
The whole day was extremely fun. We would like to thank all of the teachers involved.
Thank you for listening to our last part of the podcast club.
Yes, Sports Day was most definitely a big highlight of the year. We had the Infant Sports Day last week too, which we heard was a huge success as well. A massive thanks to all the teachers involved, Miss Binney and Mr Turpin in particular, of course.
Sticking with the sports theme, Anand and Jesse have been busy following the football transfer window. So here they're talking about a few transfers that caught their eyes so far.
Hello and welcome to the Transfer Roundup. We are going to talk about the latest transfers. We are going to start with Erling Haaland. The forward had been scoring goals for Red Bull Salzburg in Austria, but we first heard about him in a European stage with a superb first half hat-trick on his Champions League debut. Haaland would then score in his first 5 Champions League group games, becoming the first teenager to do this, and went to Borussia Dortmund in a January transfer window after getting 20 goals in 22 league games that season. Now he is going to City with a 5-year contract.
Next, we are going to talk about Darwin Núñez. Liverpool have made the signing of Núñez for $64 million on a 6-year deal. The striker has 11 caps for Uruguay, scored 28 goals in 28 league games in 21-22, with 25 of those goals coming in the 24 league matches in which he started. We have wonderful attacking options already and he becomes part of that now, so there is no pressure on him at all. He signed for a very long time and we intend to nurture his talent and see it grow, says Klopp, the Liverpool manager. Let's hope he gets those goals again in the Premier League.
After that, we are going to talk about Ivan Perisic. Spurs have got Perisic on a 2-year deal, paying £12.8 million. Perisic played 49 times and scored 10 goals this season in all competitions as Inter Milan won the Coppa Italia. I like to work a lot. I like to work for the team. I can play several positions in the system that Tottenham are playing now. And I will also bring a lot of experience because I used to play for a lot of great clubs. I can't wait to start to play and to train and do my best. I am really excited to start with the Spurs family, added Perisic.
Now we are going to talk about Mane. Mane's on the move to Bayern Munich for £35 million from Liverpool with a 3-year contract. He played 269 games and got 120 goals and 38 assists with Liverpool. Sadio Mane is a world star who underscores the appeal of FC Bayern and increases the attractiveness of the entire Bundesliga, said Bayern president Herbert Heiner. It is for such unique footballers that the fans come to the stadiums. We're sure that Sadio Mane will delight our fans in the coming years with his spectacular style of play. He's eager to win more titles. This package is very strong. With players like him at FC Bayern, all the biggest goals are possible. These are just a few of the transfers that have been completed so far this transfer window, and with 2 months still to go, we're looking forward to even more exciting moves.
Thank you for listening.
Over the course of this series, we've interviewed a number of Manology teachers, but with the end of term fast approaching, all the teachers are very, very busy this week. So seeing as Mr. Gallagher is here helping us make the podcast, Freddie and James in Year 5 thought, he'll do. So here they are putting the questions to him.
This week we are going to be interviewing
Mr. Gallagher.
Good afternoon, guys.
What is your favourite app to use?
Well, as you know, I like tons and tons of different apps. Like using, obviously, Google Classroom is really good. I love using GarageBand like we use at the moment. I think there's a lot of possibilities in there. But I'd say one of my favourites to teach is probably Bloxels. Freddie, I think you used that a little bit, didn't you? Yeah, really cool app to use, that I tend to use in Year 6. We can build our own video games.
When did you start teaching?
So I started teaching straight out of university. So when I left university, I went into a school. I started teaching PE initially, so I was a PE teacher. Then I became a class teacher at that school before moving into computing.
When did you start computing?
Yeah, so when I was a class teacher at my previous school, I was also the computing coordinator of that school. So that meant that I looked after computing across the school, even though there, all the class teachers actually taught it. So started there. And then when this job came up here, it seemed ideal for me.
What do you like most about Manor Lodge?
Well, the children and the staff, of course. But I'd say the other thing that really stood out to me when I arrived was just the site itself, the grounds. They're so impressive. The schools I've worked at before were all in London and quite much, even though they had the same similar number of children, were much smaller in scale. We had concrete playgrounds, you know, no green grass in sight. We had to get buses or walk to playing fields for games and things. So yeah, to have all this fantastic open space, you know, right at, literally on our doorstep is, yeah, really impressive.
What other jobs have you had?
So I've done a fair few things. I've been a barman, a waiter, delivered pizzas. I've worked in a record shop, which was really fun as a young teenager. And one of the other really sort of quite cool jobs I had when I was a teenager, in my late teens, I used to do police lineups. Mm-hmm. So you know what that means? Like when a police arrest a suspect that they think has done a crime, they put them behind this glass where the victim can then look at the criminal alongside lots of other people, and if they pick out the actual criminal, that sort of is a positive ID. And basically, I was one of the other people, so they had lots of these extra bodies that would be in these police lineups next to the actual criminal, just to see if they could actually pick out the real guilty party. That was quite a cool thing to do.
Why did you have the idea to do a podcast club?
Well, podcasts have just grown so massively over recent years. I know Mrs. Lobo is very, very keen to get one off the ground. Lots of people doing podcasts, and I think it's a really good opportunity to showcase the school in another way. And also, as the name of the club states, is to give you guys a voice. It's called Our Voice. It's so that you can express your views, your opinions. And yeah, we thought it was a really good opportunity. And I do my own podcast outside school where I interview musicians from bands and things. And so I had a bit of experience behind it already. And I thought I could use those skills with you guys as well.
Have you taught any subjects other than computing?
Yeah. So I kind of touched on that already. Yeah, I was a PE teacher for a few years. And then when I was a class teacher, I taught everything. Yeah, so geography, history, English, maths. I was in year six for a number of years where we were doing all the 11 plus preparations. So yeah, done all sorts.
What is your favourite hobby outside of school?
Yeah, I think music is obviously something, as I mentioned, interviewing bands is something that I'm really interested in. Music, going to concerts and that sort of thing is a big hobby. But sport as well. I'm a big sports fan. Season ticket holder at Tottenham. Go to lots of cricket, rugby, athletics. Yeah, big all-round sports fan. So try and take in as much as I can.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for interviewing me. Great questions, guys.
Next, with summer holidays almost upon us, Millie and Arjun in Year 4 have picked out their top 5 holiday destinations. So listeners, if you're looking for a last-minute booking, these are the places to try.
Our top 5 places and countries to visit in the summer holidays.
At our 5th place is the Grand Canyon in Arizona. It is beautiful and has stunning views from the top. One of the world's natural wonders, the iconic Grand Canyon is a great place for visitors perched at the edge of its towering cliffs. Carved by the copper-coloured Colorado River, the colourful rock layers record billions of years of history and hide many unique species.
Next up, we have Dubai, which has a great landmark called the Burj Khalifa, which is a staggering 828 metres tall. Dubai is a lovely place to visit and is very hot at all times. It can get up to 45 degrees Celsius, which is 113 Fahrenheit. Here are a few fun facts to help you understand a bit more about Dubai. It was found in 1833. There were 2.3 males to every female in Dubai, and the UAE has a minister of happiness.
We are now going to talk about a famous place in England called Centre Parks. It is a very attractive theme park with lots of brilliant rides and activities to do. This place will entertain you as well as allow you to stay the night, so you can have fun there for more than one day. It is also good for family events such as birthdays and school holidays.
And ultimately, Hawaii is a country that you can try out. Part of the Hawaiian flag has the Union Jack on it. Surfing was invented here. You can mail a coconut from here. They wear white pants after Labor Day. Hawaii is the only US state with 2 official languages. And if you go around September or October, you can even see whales.
Last but not least is Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, Denmark. It is another great theme park, but this time it has beautiful gardens too. If you go at night, you can view all the lights, which look lovely in the dark. It is a huge tourist attraction around the world, and we hope you try it out. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Now, hopefully, no one will encounter any sharks on their summer holidays. But they are fascinating, if not slightly scary, creatures that Zayan and Phoebe have been researching. So here they are with 7 interesting facts about sharks.
Hi, I'm Zayan.
Hi, and I'm Phoebe.
Today we're going to give you 7 facts about sharks. Number 1, there are over 500 species of sharks. Number 2, most are cold-blooded.
Number 3, sharks don't have bones.
Number 4, shark skins feels like sandpaper.
Number 5, sharks are colourblind.
Number 6, sharks have a sixth sense.
Number 7, Sharks live for 20 to 30 years.
Thank you for listening.
With a number of weeks ahead where we can relax, recharge and have fun, we know the
there might be an odd time where we could run out of ideas to do. So Kiri and I have completed a list of things you could try to, in those moments, to break any boredom.
Activities to Break Boredom by Sophia and Kiri.
Number one.
Artwork. This is a great way to express yourself.
2. Reading. Find a book you love to read. Comics or other types that you might like.
3. Playing a board game. Sometimes you can get really caught up in it.
4. Baking. Baking a cake or other treats is so much fun and delicious.
5.
Last but not least, puzzles.
We are not talking about a jigsaw puzzle. We're talking about the
type of puzzle that can get you thinking.
I believe the best type is a brain teaser.
Now, as the series draws to a close, Freddie and James in Year 5 came up with the idea to do an end-of-series review. So here they are, alongside many of the team, to talk about their highlights from this term.
This is an Our Voice Podcast Club review.
We have really enjoyed making episode 1-6 of the Manilodge School Podcast.
Here are some thoughts on it.
This club is really fun and interesting. I love this club so much. It is so amazing because you get to make your very own podcast. And I also love stuff that involves computing. So I was very happy when I found out that we could get to make our own podcast for the world to listen to. And it's especially amazing how we've reached top 50 educational podcasts in the world. Wowee!
Yes, it's pretty special being in the top 50 educational podcasts in the world.
This club is great. I just love it because I'm good at computing, which means I can join in a lot. I also like the people who are in the club.
I agree.
This year, I think it's been really cool and fun to make podcasts. I really enjoyed this experience.
I love this club because it has lots of interesting facts and you get to express yourself. We've done so well.
Yes, I hope we've all done well.
This club is amazing. I would definitely recommend it for anyone who would like to do it. It's been really fun for the term that I have done Podcast Club.
This is a great club, definitely worth the late lunch and missing some break times. It has been a really interactive club where you have to work together with the year groups and be organised for all the things that have been going on.
We are going to finish off, as always, with some music. This week's intro music was created by Jack S. in Year 4. And now to close, we have some Après une rave on saxophone by Kiri. But before that, we just wanted to quickly say how great it has been to be able to be part of this podcast. We wish next year's group of podcasters all the best for Season 2. Bye! And also, bye forever, as we're going to be leaving.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to the Manilodge School Podcast. the Manor Lodge